April 15th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, in my kingdom to come, my will shall embrace every heart, and every heart will embrace my will." That will be the essence of the New Jerusalem. But we are not there yet. Therefore, I urge each soul to surrender to my will in these most evil of times. In your acceptance is your surrender. Pray for the strength to do this. Holy surrender is the way to ease my mournful heart and to change the hearts of unbelievers. Each of you has been given a role to play in your earthly life and the grace to carry it out in victory. No role is too lowly, and no role is too mighty to humbly embrace my commandments. If you make the effort to live out your role according to my commandments, I will assist you and listen to your prayers. We will not be strangers. Persevere in this path I have given you for success, the success of your own salvation. Then we can share the New Jerusalem. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Another note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 22 through 24. And we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. Scripture verses ask to be read by God the Father.